Believe me or not, procrastination is not laziness. What's up, everyone? Welcome back. If you're new here, I am Aditya Malukuri, the host of the Aditya Talks and Show, the great feature for your bright future. And today, in this episode, we are like discuss about what procrastination differs from laziness. Procrastination is often confused with laziness, but they are very different. But what makes the true difference? Well, laziness is a personal attribute, an inclination, an attitude, and while procrastination is a habit, a phenomenon, or more universal tendency. Naturally, lazy people are not dissatisfied with their lifestyle choices. They just normally prefer exerting themselves the least to achieve their goals. They tend not to be perfectionists, not to be workaholics, not to work with a defined schedule, and to be happy. On the other hand, those who are not lazy prefer to fill their days with activities. They feel better if they work on something all the time. And they tend to have a lot of energy they need to spend on something, whether it's some task, exercise, learning, or hobbies. Procrastinators are usually unhappy with their inability to manage their time. They fantasize about accomplishing a lot more about what they usually do. They suffer from cognitive dissonance, and they tend to feel guilty about their choices. Often, we define as lazy those that don't seem to push themselves as hard as they are told they should. Or as hard as we push ourselves, I have noticed that many times calling someone lazy is a way to express one's inner resentment and anger that comes from unhealthy comparisons. We see someone that has something that we to think and they had done nothing to deserve it, while we struggle without ever getting that something, whatever that is. However, nobody is entirely lazy or a procrastinator or a highly energized person. The same person will be lazy it comes to task it doesn't want to complete, like doing dishes. A procrastinator, when it comes to work that he is afraid to do or feel overwhelming or otherwise comes with a super some time of resistance. And he can be a lazy person, can become a highly energized person. When it comes to their favorite sport, favorite passion, favorite hobbies, or something, anything. Personally, I believe it's not useful to try to determine who is what, when, and why. What happened is instead assessing one's mood throughout the day, the circumstances and the various items in our to-do list, try to understand what is working and what's not, and little by little, trying to improve their balances. Now the question is how to remove that hidden blockage. Sometimes we find ourselves returning to a task repeatedly, still unwilling to take the first step. We hear a little voice in our head saying, yeah, good, but no. At this point, we need to ask what voice some questions to figure out what's really making it unappealing to the session. Patiently ask yourself a few why questions, like why does it feel to do this and why that, and the blockage can surface quite quickly. And this is today's episode. Hope I conveyed some value added content for you. Please do a review of this episode. Hope that might help me in improving my content. Thank you for listening. I am Aditya Malukuri, the host of the Aditya Talks and Show, signing off. Peace.